Welcome to Small Business Quick Wins, presented by Thrive. This podcast is exclusively designed for small business leaders like you. Prepare to get invaluable insights from every episode, equipped with actionable tips made for immediate implementation in your business. Tune in as we feature firsthand lessons from fellow small business owners and thought leaders. I'm your host, Jay Schwedelson. Over the last 25 years, I've grown multiple small businesses that have generated over $300 million in revenue. Along the way, I've learned pitfalls to avoid and quick wins that can transform your business immediately. I'm excited to share it all. So if you're ready to win on Main Street, let's dig into this episode. Welcome back to Small Business Quick Wins, presented by Thrive. And if you haven't had coffee today, you don't need it, because I have somebody here that's got the energy, the ideas. This is going to be fun. So who is here today? Ramon Ray is the publisher of zoneofgenius.com. He's also published 5 books, and he actually is a real deal expert on small business growth. And I am so excited for him to be here. We're going to have fun. Ramon, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Jay, thanks for having me. It's always good to be here, man, and serve small businesses. Thank you for having me. And thank you for the work I'm sure you've done for many years and helping all of us. So it's great to be here.
Awesome. I appreciate that. All right. So before we get into some quick wins that our listeners are going to get, give us the rundown. What is the Ramon Ray origin story? How did you become the awesomeness that you are?
Sure. When I graduated from high school, so right beginning of college, at around 19, I started college a bit late. I was hired at the United Nations, Jay. And that we started a over 10-year career being in the United Nations, where, you know, Mosaic browser, learning about websites, the beginning of networking, even computers. I'm not that old, but I am 51. So that's where I was at. I cut my teeth on this, uploading content and building websites and things of this nature. Fast forward, I was fired from the United Nations for having my own business. I had permission to have it. Then that permission was revoked. So over that period of time, Jay, I started 5 small businesses, authored 5 books, sold 3 of my companies. And I can say I've been blessed to interview President Obama, interviewed all 5 sharks on Shark Tank, testified to Congress, and done some really cool things in the world of content, events, and et cetera, educating small business owner. That's a little taste of who I am, if that's helpful.
Now you've reached the mountaintop because you're here with me. This is it. Doom. Congratulations.
And I mean that. I feel it. I feel the wind blowing in my hair.
Yes. Listen, that is, you're the exact right person to talk to about these quick wins for small business owners. And one of the things I want to dig into with you, since you've done a lot, you've had success. I'm sure there were bumps in the road too. And there were moments where you maybe felt that imposter syndrome and things like that. We all have, as small business owners, we got these voices in our head. And sometimes I feel, for me personally, these voices can hold me back. They can give me anxiety. They can freak me out. How do we manage that? How do we manage that voice in our head that might be holding us back?
Yeah. One of my mentors, Seth Godin, Jay, has a book out called What to Do When It's Your Turn. And it's always your turn. Millions have probably read it. Point here, we all have those voices in our head. Right now, as I'm here with Jay, there's probably a voice in my head saying, Ramon, you're speaking too fast. Ramon, you're not making sense, whatever. There's probably a voice in Jay's head saying whatever it's saying to him. What to do about it? So a few things I would say, Jay. Recognize that they're there. That's okay. Number 2, determined to go forward. Number 3, don't let in. One of the voices, Jay, is probably, it's not quite ready yet. It's not perfect. Guess what? Me and Jay can tell you, it will never be perfect. So I'll stop there to give some time here. Let me know how far you want me to go. But those are a few things I would say, Jay, especially that voice that's saying it's not good enough. It's not ready yet. Oh, second tactical thing, Jay, when you launch it, let's say I have a new product, I have a new pen that I'm going to give to Jay. If I hold it back, Jay doesn't have the chance to say, Ramon, thanks for the pen. Could you make it a bit darker? Make it a bit smoother. That's a good thing. He's giving me feedback. I can then try to sell it to him again. Is that helpful, Jay?
It is. And I think one of the things that you said that I think that small business owners need to get comfortable with is this idea that chasing perfection is a horrible pursuit. Mm. Because let's say you might be making a new brochure, you might be making a new website, and you're looking at it and you're like, it's still not perfect and all. Is that what you mean by just not letting that voice hold back your small business?
Yeah, absolutely, G. And I think that part of that is, as Dave Ramsey would say in his Southern drawl, you don't want to make fatal errors. You don't want to do something really stupid that can be catastrophic for your family. I get that. But again, using you, Jay, as an example, another example, I'm a shirt manufacturer and I want to sell Jay something. Now, you don't want to do it so horrible that he feels cheated or he never talks to me again. But hey, Mr. Jay, listen, we have a new line of shirts out. The pricing's $200 a shirt. Oh, I don't have the budget for that. That's okay. That's okay. Go reset, go back and do it again. So that's exactly what I'm talking about, Jay. Unless it's really fatal, most of us, we can dust ourselves off, get back up, do it again. And guess what? Learn from it. That's a lesson learned, not a defeat. That's more of a lesson learned.
I totally agree. And I always, this quote of perfection is the enemy of progress is what I live by, because you can't move forward if you just don't do it. Just get it out there. But in terms of the little voices, and we didn't talk about this before, so I don't know if you have a routine, sure. But I'm curious. I lay down at night, put my head on the pillow, and I do a really bad job of being able to drown out everything from the day. I got it all up there. Yes. I'm living every bad thing that happened over and over again. I feel like you're a positive dude. You seem to know what's up. How do you end your day with a clear mind ready to go?
Listen, G, I have a lot of problems, but for this podcast for today, I will not get into Ramon's problems. I'll stick to Jay's issues.
Thank you.
We can reverse it, Jay, and we'll have the Ramon problem show. Right. But yes, that is one thing I do relatively well is not letting the crying over spilled milk too long. So yeah, got issues, doing events, doing marketing. We all have customers as you and I have. They say no, didn't do it. We want this, we want that. Jay, what can I do about it? And I'll go back. If it's not fatal, not going to cause me to lose my home or my family, something like that, Jay, it's another day. And for me, my routine is when I wake up, a lot of gratefulness, do a workout, drink a bottle of water, have my morning devotions and prayers and things like that, which are important for me. Somebody else, it could be different. But that grounds me for the day and lets me focus on the priorities of what's really important. Everything else, again, you hear me quoting a lot of books, Marie Forleo, her book, Everything is Figure Outable. Everything else, Jay, we can figure out and keep moving on. So you're right. One of my ways I'm built is this, and I know it's not fake. Some people may think it is, but I do have a higher dose of positivity. Day before Thanksgiving, with my wife driving in a car, Jay, you may know where this is going to go. I was driving in a car. She's telling me, slow down, Ramon, slow down. Why would I listen? Of course not. We're out for Valentine's Day trip. I got into a fender bender. I was sad about it, didn't like it, but even at that, Jay, I'm like, I'm grateful it could have been worse. Lesson learned to slow down. So I hope that didn't confuse things, but it's that whole era that I'm trying to say of letting go, moving forward, learning from lessons.
I like that. I like the word figure outable, because I think that for a small business owner, if they could wrap their mind that it's figure outable, then they could take the next step towards actually figuring it out. Let me ask you a question about positivity, though. You're a positive dude. I love that. When you're a small business owner, you sometimes have clients that can dominate your mind, that are not good people, right? They treat you poorly. They're rude. They're not appreciative. Is it ever that a client or a customer is not worth it, that you actually fire a client or customer because it is actually pulling down your positivity? It's hurting you mentally. Is that a path small business owners really need to embrace, firing some customers?
I love that, Jay. And I would say that hopefully we don't have that too much. But Jay, that is okay. It goes back to, I think, the conversation we're having here just about mindset, the voices in your head. It all's part of that. So Jay, I think that, A, there's never a reason to be nasty. Never reason, well, take that, Jay, and blah, blah, blah. Never need really to go that far. We're too old for that. But I do think, going back to the client saying, listen, hey, thank you so much. Sorry you feel that way. Sorry it didn't work out. Please, here's three other people who you may wish to call, or whatever it may be. Even Jay, as I've done before, rarely, but when there's been miscommunications, here's a refund. And even because the last thing I want is the Ramon Ray brand, a corporate brand, and we all have a brand, to be tarnished. So even if there's a hint, oh man, Jay did tell me light blue. I gave it to him dark blue. Yeah, he didn't have to be this way about it. But you know what, Jay? You have a point there. Here's your refund. Can we do it again or refer you and make peace? So you're right though, Jay. It's not bad if you need to fire a customer because your peace, your sanity, the growth of your business, and as I've heard from other leaders, Jay, as well, you don't want to bring that negativity to your team. That's the other thing that's important. As a leader, our job is also to protect our team in many ways.
And you just shared something that I don't think I do a good job of, but now I'm going to have it in my brain forever. And I think small business owners should as well. Invariably, you're going to part company with a client that you don't like or a customer that you don't like. And how you part with them, usually I'm like, you know what? I can't stand you. Go away. And I might even say something rude, which is really dumb. Because in this world of reviews and social proof and testimony, all this stuff, you really can't afford to leave on a bad note. So yeah, recommending some different people, maybe giving a refund if necessary, it may be hard for you to swallow that.
Right.
But ultimately, how you part with that person that you don't like, the customer you don't like, can impact your business.
That's right. And I think sometimes, again, maybe let's say it's me and Jay's the nice guy in this case. I had a bad day, Jay. I had my car crash, right? My car crash right before I met you. Now, Jay, I'm a little salty. It was nothing personal, nothing about you. I'm already hot and tense. You just didn't know it. But imagine a year later, 2 years later, what's that guy's name again that did my marketing for me? Oh, that's right, Jay. I'm back. You're like, wait a minute, I thought you didn't like me, Ramon. Nah, I crashed my car and my wife was angry at me and had a bad day. So most of the times I think humans want to live together, Jay, but that's another reason. Sometimes maybe that day, Ramon Ray just had a bad day and it wasn't even that personal.
That sounds like a poem. Oh, so I want to do some rapid fire tips for everybody. I want to talk first about personal branding because I was going into the Ramon Ray world and you do a great job of, you are a brand. And that's not an easy thing to do. So if you were to give some quick tips of, okay, what can somebody do like today to turn on and ignite their personal brand, what would those be?
One, don't be afraid of humble self-promotion. Two, always be ready to make amazing things happen. For example, I was rejected to speak at South by Southwest. Guess what, Jay? That was a blog post. I was rejected. You know, take every moment to amplify. That's number two. Number three, shine the light on other people. That's also a way to self-promote. Hey, everybody, Jay has a new book out. It's great. It's here. You should look at it. So that's number three. Don't be afraid to highlight other people. And number four, overall, I do feel the look, the branding of what you're doing should be as good as you can, Jay. I go through, as I'm sure you do, websites and things from time to time. I had a contest recently and I had to click on many websites. Most were okay, Jay, but some of them I was like, huh, do you know that your finger was covering the lens? Do you know that this was greasy? Those are a few things, Jay.
Those are good. I like those. Those are excellent. All right, we're going to move into the last segment of this thing, and I did not prepare you for this question, okay? The last segment of this podcast, Small Business Quick Wins, presented by Thrive, is you've given a lot of great advice here today. But I want to know horrible advice that you've been given, a piece of advice that is just wrong that you got there. That wasn't it. Have you gotten any bad advice? You don't have to tell us from whom, but in your life and in career.
Yeah, I think a few things that I've heard. I think one is that everybody needs a partner. Everybody does not need a partner. You can have a high-level project manager. So that's one. Everybody does not have to have a partner. They're good, but you don't have to have one. I think number two, this aspect of profit. My friend Mike McAllowitz has his book out, Profit First. That's the best way to do it, but you need to be careful with your money. So the horrible advice I've been given is that money comes in, expenses go out, what's left, that's for you. I don't think so. You should reframe that to make sure that you do get paid and can take care of yourself. That's two. Number three, this aspect of family balance, that everything's equal. No, it's not. Some days I can't go to Johnny or Melissa's kids' baseball games and I don't feel so bad about it in that season. So I can go on. I'll pause in a minute. But those are three things when I think about family. We love our families, sure. But this doesn't mean that I have to have a headache over, oh no, I missed this baseball practice. If you are providing for your family and you've trained your family, explained to them, and you're as a good parent as you can be, you should cheer yourself when your kids should understand, my dad or mom can't be here today because of that was not rapid fire. I'm sorry, G, back to you.
No, that's, I think it's really important for people to hear that, to be given the license to operate how they need to operate to get through the day, because it ain't easy. Being a small business owner, it's a gauntlet and you got to run it every day and it's hard. So I think that was really powerful advice. All right. So Ramon, I want you to give everybody, how do they find you? How do they follow you? How can they get all involved in your world?
Sure. RamonRay.com is probably one of the best ways to check me out. RamonRay.com or zoneofgenius.com. And if you say friend of Jay, DM me, I'll just reply back and say thank you.
Amazing. All right, Ramon, thank you for being here on Small Business Quick Wins presented by Thrive. You're awesome. Everybody follow Ramon. Go to RamonRay.com. Amazing. And we'll see you soon. Well, that was fun and great news. You got way more where that came from. Subscribe. Make sure you get the latest episodes each week for more actionable tips from today's top small business leaders. And hook us up with a 5-star review if you've got at least one new idea you may consider using. Lastly, if you want to ensure you never miss a message from your customers again, check out thrive.com/wins to get your free account with Command Center today.